What is happening, PGA DFS fans? Welcome back to the PGA Tour. After just 1 week off, that's all the PGA Tour offseason is. We'll get a couple of more here in the later part of the year in December. But for now, we are back on the golf course and we're heading to Silverado Golf Club. Now, during this fall swing, we're going to do something a little different. I know you guys are used to me giving my top five values, my top five sleepers, and my top five fades each week. But the NFL taking over, I'm going to just condense this into one video for the next couple of weeks or until the first of the year, until we pick back up in the what we'll call the regular season of the golfing year. So before we get into all that, I want to, of course, thank our new sponsor. And man, this sponsor is right up my alley. In case you guys don't know that much about me, well, I'm going to tell you first about the sponsor and then why I like it so much. So today's video on demand is sponsored by Jock Market. If you haven't heard of Jock Market, they have turned fantasy sports into a stock exchange. Well, of course, I come from the world of investments, so this is certainly something I've been looking forward to. So forget waiting until the end of the game to make money. Jock Market allows you to buy and sell shares of players in real time for real money with guaranteed payouts for all shares at the end of each night, with daily markets such as NBA, MLB, NHL, and PGA, and of course NFL. You can make real money every hour, every minute, every second of any match or game. Use the pregame IPO, just like you do in the regular stock market, to pick up shares of your favorite players, then buy, sell, or hold during the game based on your analysis. Download the app to get started and use our exclusive Awesomo promo code, Awesomo, for up to $50 bonus on your first deposit. This is an exclusive offer only for the Awesomo community, so make sure to take advantage of it today. That's Awesomo for a $50 bonus. Not bad there. Again, right up my wheelhouse. Mixing in fantasy sports and the stock market, right up my alley. Let's go ahead, though, and now go into my top picks and fades for the Fortnite Championship. We've got a pretty decent field. The world number one golfer is here to play, and we'll talk about him in a little bit. But first, I'm going to start off with a couple of fades. Kevin Na is coming off of one of his best performances, actually getting credited for a win there at the Tour Championship based on the official World Golf Rankings. Both him and John Rahm got credited for the win, whereas actually Patrick Cantlay walked home with the $15 million. I think he cares a little bit more about that than, say, Kevin Na or John Rahm's win on the official World Golf Market. But starting with Kevin Na, he's coming in at $10,000 this week. He hasn't played well at this golf course in a little bit, missed the cut a couple of years ago, and it's going to come in at 20% owned in $10,000. Now, maybe some people might think he's a little spited from not making the Ryder Cup team. And Billy Horschel kind of said that he wasn't. He just went on to win the BMW PGA Championship over in Europe. So maybe there is some credence to it. But at $10,000 and 20% owned, a little different than Billy Horschel last week, who is roughly the same price but half the ownership. I would like that there. But at Kevin Na, I think it's an easy spot to fade, maybe playing for a little bit too much. Let's go into his strokes gained ranks for last year. 167th off the tee, 131 on the approach, but he was superb around the green. He was ranked the best, 87th in punting, which is actually a bit of a surprise for him. All right, second guy I want to fade is Pat Perez, who's on a decent stretch of golf through the last bit, got himself into the playoffs. He's coming in at 7,900 this week, also 13% owned. Look at his course history. He does have a top 10 year last year. So when he's playing well, this is a good course for him. But he also has the variability. Missed cut here a couple of years ago. We look at his strokes gain ranks, we'll probably figure out why. 141 off the tee and 72nd on his approach last year. He's pretty good with a short game, 60th around the green and 37th putting. Again, it's a product for me of liking golfers around that area, including a guy who we're going to talk about here in a little bit, Doug Gim. Same price, guys a little bit more expensive like Taylor Gooch and the like. I just think it's a little bit better of an option than Pat Perez at 13% open. All right, my last fade, we're going to give three here, my top three fades. Hideki Matsuyama. Here's a guy that was going through a stretch of golf through the summer like we have seen before, where his iron play felt like it couldn't miss. But something broke a couple of weeks ago, and it hasn't been good since. It's coming in at $11,000 and 13% projected owned, very similar to Pat Perez. And I think it's an easy spot to fade. I mean, I know there's not that many golfers priced around him, Webb Simpson, Will Zalatoris, John Rahm, in his own class of his own. But for me, 11,000 and 13% owned is too much for a guy that's certainly not putting well. When we go to look at his strokes gained, ranked 50th off the tee, 10th on the approach last year, we see why he had a good year, 47th around the green, and 175 putting. All right, now we're going to go into my top plays of the week. And the first guy I want to talk about is likely somebody most of you haven't heard. And the guy's name is Chad Ramey, one of the graduates or rookies on the PGA Tour this year. He certainly isn't a rookie, though. He's a little bit older, I would say, than most people would think a rookie is. Still, he had a fantastic season, only missing three cuts in 43 starts over the last couple of years. Ramey finally getting the long-awaited promotion to the PGA Tour, and he's going to take good form into it as well, coming in 11th there at the Korn Ferry Tour Championship a couple of weeks ago. But I think it's a great play to start him here. He's only coming in at 7,000 and just 4% owned. Provides some nice salary flexibility there at the beginning of the lineup. No strokes gained on him yet, by the way. However, if you want to check out the Korn Ferry Tour statistical rankings, I, of course, have put out a model for you. You can find out that Chad Ramey is one of the most accurate hitters on the Korn Ferry Tour last year. He's also one of the best iron players, so that should help him here this week at a golf course where fairways are harder to hit, but rough isn't penal, so should be a great statistical fit for Chad Ramey here this week. Speaking of a good statistical fit, if you guys don't check out my expert picks article that I put in, expert pick and stats article, I should say, should check it out. If you did check it out, you would have seen Doug Gim there as the number one statistical fit using old school statistics, not the strokes gained. And looks like I won't be the only one playing him this week, coming in at 11% projected own, $7,900. Of course, this year, given 14th last year, and had a nice stretch of golf. Definitely a breakthrough season. You find out why his strokes gained rank for last year, 45th off the tee, 23rd on the approach, 67 around the green, and 158 putting. So a good balanced approach. But specifically in those top three, Doug Gim has certainly looked great. As goes his putting, as goes his results, we know that. But at this golf course, he should be able to find a lot of greens. Hopefully that will lead to a lot of good birdie looks. Speaking of a lot of good birdie looks, a couple of years ago, Cameron Champ, the next player who I want to play this week, came in first. Now, he had a breakthrough second half of the season. When I say breakthrough, it shouldn't be a breakthrough. A bounce back. It was a terrible start to the season. He could not hit a green when he would miss it. He would not get up and down for par. It just wasn't good. But then the ball striking started to turn around. He finally found his driver again. His iron play started to get better, and he started making more putts. Well, all that leveled up to a win, just how Cameron Champ kind of does things. And now we're back again, a new season, and Cameron Champ is ready to go. $9,000, a little expensive for him this week, but only 8% projected owned. We need to add in some low-owned guys, especially if we're going to play John Rahm, who we'll get to here in a bit. For Champ, I mentioned the first place here a couple of years ago. Look at his strokes gained, ranked 10th off the tee last year, 139 on the approach, 192 around the green, and 188 putting. Obviously, we're going to need that to be much better here this week. All right, fourth guy I want to play, Will Zalatoris, coming in at 10,500 and 12% projected owned. If you spend $300 more and get Webb Simpson, who I see is a very comparable player, I see them as very similar players. I really do. Similar people as well, let alone similar players. But Zalatoris is coming in about 8% less owned. I said that correctly. Less owned than Webb Simpson, and he's cheaper. So let's go ahead to Will Zalatoris. 10,500, 12% projected owned, and strokes gained ranked last year. They looked great. 31st off the tee, 8th on the approach, 74 around the green, and 122 putting. Zalatoris is somehow, even though he wasn't a full PGA Tour member, did get voted PGA Tour Rookie of the Year last year. All right, let's finish it up. This one might be the most obvious play, but we need to talk about it anyway. John Rahm is coming in at 12,100. It is the highest price for a golfer, except for the Tour Championship in the last couple of years, I think almost 3 years, but it's warranted. He's playing so much better than everybody else. He's not going to come here to miss the cut, because if he does, it's going to hurt his number one ranking, or at least get other golfers closer to him. He's here to win. I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up winning by 3 or 4, given the other competition in this field. He hasn't come here since 2016, when he did come in 15th place. That's even when he wasn't even the best in the world at that point. Recent form, I just mentioned, he won the Tour Championship. He also won the U.S. Open. He also won the Memorial. And a lot of wins in the last couple of months, and those are against the strongest field, let alone the weakest field. Let's go ahead and talk about his strokes gain ranks last year, why he became the number one golfer in the world. When you're second off the tee and you're seventh on the approach, you're going to be pretty good. Then when you add in top 65 in both short game categories, you're going to have an incredible season for Rahm. 64th around the green and 42nd putting. So that's incredible stats. I expect it to continue. I expect him to win multiple times this year. Credited with only two last year, although it was really more than that, in my opinion. I think he could win three or four times this year. It's just how good his game is. All right, let's go quickly and review again. Kevin Na, Pat Perez, and Hideki Matsuyama are my three fades for the week. And my five plays, Chad Rainey, Doug Gim, Cameron Champ, Will Zalatoris, and John Rahm here for the Fortnite Championship. Again, thanks for joining the PGA DFS Top Picks and Fades for the Fortnite Championship. Again, this is going to go on for probably a couple of months as football takes high precedence. But when we're back with the, say, Tournament of Championship, the Sony Open, we'll be back with our three videos. So until then, everybody, good luck this week. We'll see you next week for the Ryder Cup. Good luck. Cheers, everybody.